Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
There we go. A good crowd brewing here as we are live here in Sugar Land at Talliards. Make your way on out here as prizes to win. You can get a free glass as we are doing our commemorative glasses. Each show has a glass. Today, you get the drive. As we've got our first 50 in here can take home a glass. Last week, you got in the loop. Reggie right here is in the building. You were able to get his. Week before that, Payne and Pendergast. And next week, you'll get Area 45 to complete the four-glass set. So come on out. You can get one if you're in the building. If you have not put your name or your ticket in the raffle box, you might want to do so for your chance to win. And also, I would urge you to use your phone with the QR code, the Ultimate Tailgate Party. You can get $1,000 a gift card from Academy Sports and Outdoors, and it also includes tickets in the suite for a Texans game at the end of the season, amongst other things. So all you got to do is use your QR code and enter to win our Ultimate Tailgate. And you can do that at any point right now. All right, Clint, there is we know it's a football Friday, but Saturday, tomorrow is another big weekend as we're starting to get in conference play. There's some big games. Oh, God, Tyler, every time that gets me. There's some big games. Texas Tech and Utah in the Big 12, that's a big one against a couple of ranked teams there. I think a sneaky fun one, Ole Miss, who your Razorbacks just played. They got Tulane, another 3-0 team, one of those outside the Power Four teams that looks good. There's a couple of big games there. Florida, Miami, Illinois, and Indiana in the Big Ten, a couple of the ranked teams that you don't think of in the Big Ten, both of them undefeated. They're going at it. And then can Sam Houston continue to give Arch Manning problems? Will Arch Manning and his completion percentage improve? How will Texas look? They should beat them, but how will Arch look is, I think, a lot of people are thinking about. Text in 713-572-4610. I see someone text in Utah, Texas Tech is their game that they're looking at. What is your game of the weekend in college football? Clint, let's start with you. Where are you at?
This is, like you said, there's a lot of games, and I wanted to lean Florida, Miami, but I ain't going to do it. I'm going to go Auburn. At OU, there's just too many storylines here for this not to be the game of the week, to be honest with you. I mean, you just look at Venables and Hugh Freeze. I think both of those guys were big-time hires at those programs, and it's time for both of them to put up or shut up. They both need this game desperately inside the SEC. That's number one. Number two, Jackson Arnold was a quarterback, five-star, that was at OU. He was supposed to be the guy that took Venables to the next level, and it didn't work out. He transferred to Auburn, and apparently he's rocking and rolling down there, and Hugh Freeze's offense in Auburn. And he goes back to OU, back to Venables. You know that game just going to mean a little bit more for that young fella. And then on the other flip, on the flip side of it, OU – you know, their quarterback that transferred in, I believe, from Washington State, John Mateer, he is a guy that when you talk about the best quarterbacks right now in college football. I think he's been on and off of that list. He hadn't been a guy that is just skyrocketed to the top of it. But making that jump from, I believe, Washington State to OU, the question was, could he make the jump? And I think he made that jump pretty seamlessly.
Yeah,
and so,
well, Clint, what I've looked at every list, he is the leading candidate for the Heisman right now.
He's going to definitely going to be on every list, if not leading. I mean, I think you've got some guys like my guy up here, Taylen Green at Arkansas, has put up some monster numbers and hasn't lost enough games yet to push him out of the mix. I think there's a handful of guys. I love Nussmeier down at LSU. I think he's going to be in that conversation a lot of the time. Tyler's guy, Marcel Reed's going to work his way in there if Texas A&M keeps winning.
Tyler, I saw him fourth on the list. The Heisman list.
He's going to get the love, man. And my man in Florida State is Castellanos. He's going to get a little bit of love as well. But I think he's definitely on a list. I don't know if I would have him leading the list, but he's definitely on the list, Joe. And that matchup between former five-star that was the Sooner quarterback with this kid that's playing big-time football and getting a lot of love for it, that's going to be a hell of a matchup, man. And look, it's an SEC matchup with two teams that you'd like to consider big dogs in the SEC, but ain't quite there yet. And can OU get back? Can Auburn get back in that conversation? I got to ride this game right here, Auburn at OU, for my game of the week.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if I should be believing in OU yet, because I'm not gonna lie to you. I thought Brent Venables was, I thought he may be in trouble. And he's got Mateer here, who has really helped change them. They got the big win against Michigan, and we'll see. I think this is a big game to see. Auburn's really started to come along, but this is a big game to see if we should, because Oklahoma, with Lincoln, they were in the championship pitcher often. Mm-hmm. And we'll see if they're back to that yet. We'll see. I don't know. Clearly, when Texas and OU came over to the SEC, Texas was much more ready to take this on, and we'll see if OU has done it. But that is a big game, I think, to see exactly if OU is potentially a more of a high bowl game team or a playoff contender. So, and they got Texas coming up here soon, so that'll be a big-time matchup. All right, you talked about Florida-Miami. I think that's a game. That's not my game. I think that's a really interesting game, too, because it was weird, man. They were in the game against LSU, and DJ threw five picks. And they were still, within striking distance in that game, and their quarterback just had a terrible game, throwing five picks. There's nothing you can do about that. So that'll be an interesting one. But Miami's been rolling. I would expect them to win. Mine is South Carolina at Missouri. And South Carolina, I thought they were I had them as a dark horse team coming out of the SEC to get into the playoff. And I know Sellers is a big deal to them, but 31-7, Clint. I cannot believe they got beat down like that. Now, he was questionable last I saw, Clint, and he potentially may go. Is he going to go? Reggie said he's seen the latest that he's going to go in Columbia, and Missouri is unbeaten right now, and they've done pretty well here of late. I think this will be a big game to see if South Carolina to get back on track.
Huge game. I mean, absolutely huge game. Because here's the deal: when you get your quarterback back and if you can get this thing back on track, then everybody looks at last week as just a blip. They don't even talk about the score. They don't even talk about what went on because, hey, man.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And you lost your horse. You lost the face of your program kind of deal. And so if he's back and they get rolling and you can win at Missouri, then I think people forget real quick about what happened last week. If not, get that snowball rolling downhill the wrong direction, it could be a problem. I don't know if South Carolina's a team, you know, a lot like a lot of those middle-of-the-pack SEC teams. I don't know if they're a team that can sustain, a loss and some of that a couple of losses, some adversity, and recover to make the college football playoffs. I just don't know if they're going to ever get that level of respect. So they got to get that thing right if they want to have a shot.
Yeah. Big one there in Columbia, between South Carolina and Missouri. Also, someone texted in, if Arch continues to struggle, Sark might have to pull the plug on him. I don't know. It had to be some big struggles. We talked about Arch yesterday, and it starts to get real after this week, right? With the competition, it jumps up. They've got one more against Sam Houston, and you would hope that he just at least looks better and gets it together a little bit more before they start to play more of the meat of their schedule. I think they got Florida coming up after that. I know OU coming up soon after that, the way they're playing. So the cupcakes are about to be over with Arch. So,
well, I hate it for my boy B. Scott, but I know this. I know Arch Manning needs a 28-31 to nothing type ball game at halftime. I mean, Sark and they ain't never needed to beat up on somebody ever. Like they, I mean, you just got to. But Sark needs to just call down to Sam out the gate and just say, "Hey, man, look,
we're going to run this thing up.
Hey, man, you know where I'm at, man. I want to apologize beforehand, but I'm going to do everything I can to have a mud hole stomped in you by halftime. There is no
say
doubt about
personal.
It. Hey, man, yeah, don't take this one personal, man. I will let everybody know, you know, what's going on here. As if I need to. I think everybody knows what's going on. But yeah, Arch and Sark need this one. As I said before, and this is no secret. I've said it multiple times. I've had this conversation, I mean, a million times outside of radio, man, with Sark. With the Longhorns. The reality, Ron, is I'm personally concerned about Manning. I mean, and I've gone beyond my concern of just, hey, he's not that generational talent. Just give the guy time, he'll be fine. Like I don't know what's going to happen with him, but I think the bigger issue with the Longhorns, as I said before, is on the offensive side of the football. I just don't know if you have the horses.
Yeah.
Not that you have had and won with the last couple of years. I just don't know that you got that the horses. I know Wingo's special, but you have trouble getting in a damn ball. So, I think that's a bigger problem than –
especially against other teams that have horses.
Yeah, and you're going to run into a few of them.
You're about to, yeah. This is it. Yeah, Sam Houston is it. The Sam Houston, the UTEPs, that thing is over. You got Florida, OU, Georgia on that schedule as well, A&M on that schedule as well, and they've got to get it together big time. All right, what you got coming up here at the 4?
Nick Caley, the Houston Texans offensive coordinator, the more he talks, the more he becomes the number one – factor above offensive line, above the quarterback. I had him in the mix of everybody. The more he talks, the more I realize he is the number one factor in these Houston Texans getting back, you know, in a groove and getting this offense rolling, scoring some points, moving the football. Nick Caley, he spoke to the media and he said a couple of things that I want to bring to light here. We'll do that next. Right here on Sports Radio 610.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores.
fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.